It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wonderful Thursday morning here. I know it's a little dreary outside and super windy. I'm pretty sure the wind advisory is still in effect, so be careful out there. I like to wear my hats, and it just wasn't staying on today. So if you're wearing a hat, you probably might want to leave it in the car, leave it at home, because it's going to blow away. But I'm really excited because today, Thursday morning, we get to kick off a little bit more of our Easter season we're in. It's now spring. Woohoo! Spring equinox is here. We have longer days. The sun is shining. Well, a little bit more. At least there's more light in the day, okay? But I went to the store the other day and I got to just do a little bit of Easter shopping for my children. I like to do the Easter egg basket thing. And today we get to chat with Pastor James Johnson from Northstone Baptist Church. He's in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Jenna. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to chat a little bit this morning about pretty much everything Easter, why we celebrate it, why we get so excited. I mean, number one, a lot of people get excited because it just is a new season. We're getting out of the cold. And we have a fresh start. Number two, people celebrate it because it's just something fun and people have adapted to. Number three, people celebrate it because they have that traditional Christian background and foundation. So I know you're going to bring that into our conversation this morning and give people an opportunity to maybe come out and celebrate with y'all in a couple of weeks.
Right, absolutely.
But I would love to hear from you this morning, wherever you're at. Maybe you're driving around town, working. Maybe you're delivering something today. Who knows? I'd love to hear from you. What are your Easter traditions? Text, maybe if you want to call in, that's fine too, 437-1620, and let us know what you're doing this season to celebrate. Maybe you're still socially distancing a little bit. Maybe you're just waiting. You do church online, but I would love to hear what you're up to this Easter season, 437-1620. So, Pastor James, let's chat. First of all, I want to know just how you ended up becoming a pastor yourself.
Sure. Yeah, I come from kind of a broken home experience. So my biological dad left when I was 2 years old, and then the stepdad in my life was gone when I was 15. I'm an inner city kid. I grew up in North Minneapolis.
Oh, wow.
And so a local church in the Minneapolis area loved me and my younger sisters and showed us the love of Christ. And as a matter of fact, my foster father was my youth pastor, and bio dad gone at 2, and stepdad gone at 15. So at 15 years old, I ended up moving in with my youth pastor there in Minneapolis.
Wow.
And he and his wife, and then that local church, again, showed me the love of Christ and discipled me and really taught me the Word of God. And I'm so thankful that they did. Because then, of course, having my own personal relationship with Jesus Christ and then getting to disciple and mentor others and teach and preach the good news that has saved my soul.
That's amazing. I love that. So you pretty much did what you're supposed to do, as I guess the Bible would say. Once you became a Christian, you started inviting others along for the ride. Let's just say that, right?
Right.
And letting people know that they are loved. I mean, people, they need to know that these days. I feel like more and more people need to be affirmed that they are loved.
Absolutely, yeah. And the Bible is replete with an emphasis on the love of God, that God himself is love. And maybe the most famous verse in Scripture is John 3:16, which over and over again in John's Gospel and over again in the Bible just emphasize how much God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And Easter is a terrific time of the year to sense and see the love of God, because God sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross, but not to stay dead, because up from the grave he arose, and that's what Easter is really all about, is to celebrate our risen Savior.
Yes, amen. I love it. Okay, this is exciting. And so you're giving people an opportunity to come out and experience your church and be a part of the celebration happening. I mean, is it almost a week away? Or like a week and a couple of days? It's that getting that
right.
close?
Yeah, April 4th is Easter Sunday.
I can't believe it's almost April. Can we just say that? Like,
yeah.
It just blows my mind how fast this year is going by. But at the same time, I'm enjoying this new season.
Right. 2021 has gone by extremely quickly, for sure. But yeah, anybody that's listening, we would sure love it if they want to come and worship the Lord with us at North Stone Baptist Church there on 9 Mile Road. And we will... together as a church family, sing hymns that honor our Lord in relationship to his resurrection, and study his word again in relationship to our risen Savior, and just rejoice in that miracle. There's many miracles that Jesus did in Scripture, and maybe the most important miracle of them all is his resurrection. Indeed, he died, and I would commend to anybody listening that they study afresh the passages that deal with the crucifixion. Before we rejoice in life, we've got to understand his death. So Matthew 27 and John 19, some of those passages about what Jesus went through. Because in order for us to appreciate the love of God, we got to see what his only begotten son went through in death, than to appreciate the eternal life that he offers and how he conquered death. So yeah, I would commend those ideas to the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So North Stone Baptist Church, how long has that church been around?
44 years, actually. Later.
Oh, wow.
in April we'll celebrate our church's 44th anniversary, and I've been the pastor there going on 5 years.
Yeah.
It had a different name. The church changed its name a couple years ago, so it was Pine Forest Estates Baptist Church.
Oh, okay.
Ken Sliger was the founding pastor. The church has only had 3 pastors in its church history.
In 44 years. 3 pastors?
Yeah, so a lot of people...
That's incredible.
Yeah, right. I'm the third, so...
Wait, oh, really?
Right.
That is so cool. That's even cooler now.
Right. I take comfort in that. It's job security. You know, they hang on to a pastor a long
time.
That's
one way to look at it.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
But that's awesome, because that shows just that community-centered mindset as well.
Right.
For the church, because sometimes you see them, I mean, you know, not going to lie, you see them kind of rotate.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so to know there's like that solid foundation.
Right.
Is really important and can help people feel a little bit more at ease.
Sure.
When they come in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ken Sliger was the church's founding pastor, and a lot of people in Pensacola know him because he was on WEAR with a TV program, and he did a lot of radio stuff as well. And he was there 30 years. Dr. Sliger was, and he is 94, maybe 95 years old, and he's actually going to be with us for our anniversary service coming
94.
up. And he is a remarkable individual. You know, he does a stationary bike. He pedals 5 miles almost every day. And so, yeah.
Okay. So like now you're just bragging.
Right. He's an inspiration to me.
Oh my goodness. I feel so lazy.
He is fit and clear in his mind, and the Lord has given him longevity in life for sure. So
that's absolutely incredible. I love that. So at North Stone Baptist, do y'all have a kids program, a youth program, like anything like
we
that
do.
For our younger kids?
We do. Yeah, we have a thriving children's program and the junior church. My wife, Britton, is probably listening, and she helps with junior church. And my boys, I have teenage sons, and they help with that as well. And different folks in our church. But yeah, we sure love children. I was, as I mentioned, reached in part because of a church. I started going to church because somebody offered me a chocolate bar and invited me to Vacation Bible School.
I love it.
And Luke 14 talks about compelling them to come in. And so, you know, we won't specifically have an Easter egg hunt this year. We've done it in the past. I know a lot of churches are doing it. But those kinds of things can really compel people to come, and they can be a lot of fun. And then formative decisions are made, spiritual decisions as a result of that. So, yeah, I love it that I was attracted through Snickers bars and Vacation Bible School.
That's hysterical.
And that kind
and
of stuff.
Also very sweet emphasis on the sweet because of the Snickers bar. Ha ha ha.
But,
I mean, it's true. I remember some of my youngest days, and actually didn't involve Snickers bars. It was like slices of watermelon, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
And like going to Vacation Bible School and being able to eat watermelon outside, and like we're just having so much fun. So yeah, those are good memories to have, and then being brought up in that is super special. So we're going to chat a little bit more about North Stone Baptist Church with Pastor James Johnson when we come back. 9:18 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We have some breaking news in the newsroom with Cooper Davis.
We are watching this right now. Jenna, not a lot of detail just yet. We understand that at least one terminal, perhaps even more space at Pensacola International Airport than that, has been shut down. This morning, there are police on the scene. Some folks have been evacuated from a portion of the airport. And there are folks who are saying that planes that land at the airport aren't allowed to actually taxi up and approach the building right now. Channel 3 reporting there's been some unspecified threat. Again, this at Pensacola International Airport. They've got a terminal shut down. We're going to continue to follow that, make sure that everybody's aware, because we've been starting to get a lot of calls come in about this. Want to make sure we get something on the air. That's what's happening right now. Back to you, Jenna.
Thank you, Cooper. Appreciate it. We'll continue to follow on that story here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Again, you are listening to your morning Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jenna Barr, and we do have breaking news at any time, but we're also sharing some good news and want to invite you out on Easter Sunday to Northstone Baptist Church. I know there's a lot of churches in town, right, Pastor James? He's here with us today.
Yes.
But it's something special on Easter. I actually, our pastors have called it in the past, and I won't say who, okay, that it's pretty much like Super Bowl Sunday for church.
Right, yeah. Well, that's a good way to say it, sure.
But it is. I mean, people get excited. They get dressed up. Yeah. You know, a lot of people, they don't really travel for Easter. They're at home with their families. They do the pictures. They do the Easter egg hunts, whatever it is. And some of you have been texting in, a couple of you, Easter egg hunts, dressing up, taking pictures, going to see the Easter bunny. Yes, all the things. The kids really love all that stuff. I mean,
yeah,
we do that to kind of just be like, hey, kids, look at this fun thing. Look at this giant 8-foot-tall creepy bunny that's like going to come and bring you eggs in the middle of the night. To me, it's still a little strange, but I have enjoyed it for the past 30, almost 35 years of my life. So,
right, yeah.
But I want to have you share just the place, the time, all of that, so people can hear it.
Yeah, April 4th is Easter Sunday, and at our church, Northstone Baptist Church, the address is 2550 West 9 Mile. So if you're familiar with the northwest corner of Pensacola there, Pine Forest and 9 Mile is the major intersection. A lot of folks would know where the Publix is. So
yes,
just about an eighth of a mile, maybe a quarter of a mile west from that intersection is the 11-acre property of Northstone Baptist Church, three buildings right there. So the morning service starts at 10:30. And as you mentioned, we'll have things for the children in the junior church program. And then, of course, we do, as I mentioned, have a thriving teen ministry as well. So we have Sunday school at 9:15, the morning service at 10:30. And we will together emphasize the resurrection and Easter. And my job, I think, in part as a senior pastor, is to, you know, I love all the frills and fun of it. They all have their place for sure. But I want to make sure that people understand. You know, sometimes in the Bible Belt, we are in the Bible Belt.
We are.
You know, maybe there is sometimes celebration with a lack of understanding. And so as a senior pastor, I want to try to remind Christian people what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, that if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain and our faith is vain and we are yet in our sins. And so like the entire Christian faith really hinges on mm-hmm. the validity of the resurrection. And so, yeah, to call it like our Super Bowl Sunday is totally appropriate okay. because, yeah, it really is the hallmark of everything that we believe. And so a big right. Sunday for sure. And I'm thrilled that so many people will come. And if they are still concerned, and we understand about the virus and things, mm-hmm. Jeremy Neisler, who works here, by the way,
yes.
also is our media director at our church, and he manages our live stream. So folks can join us and rejoice over the victory of the resurrection, even through live stream. And they
yes,
can check that out
awesome.
At NorthstoneBaptist.org.
Okay, so. NorthstoneBaptist.org. People are actually, that's been the number one question. People are wondering, are you going to have masks available, or is there anything like that, or can we watch it online because we don't want to be around people? And also, do you have a Good Friday service?
We do not have a Good Friday service, but I will be preaching in preparation for, you know, Good Friday, the idea of the crucifixion.
Right.
And so I do want to teach and preach the Word of God in relationship to all that Christ went through And I mentioned Matthew 27 and John 19. And it would be, I think, advantageous, spiritually speaking, for people before we celebrate Easter to read those texts and then to appreciate the death of the cross, because there's such love. Anytime you see a cross, you know, people wear them on as a necklace or earrings or whatever, or it decor in the church. Mm-hmm. It is a picture of the love of God, that he laid down his life for his friends, is the way John 15, 13 says it. So, yeah, it is a sobering time of the year. It's a lot of fun as well. It is a celebration of life, but you have to recognize his death to rejoice in everlasting life.
Right, and you said advantageous, and it's funny, right? At Christmas, we celebrate Advent.
Right, sure.
But, I mean, why should we stop that during Easter season?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just as important.
Absolutely.
I mean, all of it's important, but I'm not going to say if not more, but it is obviously, like we said, the Super Bowl celebration Sunday. So before we wrap up, I would like to just have you say one more time the location. I know you said somewhere around Pine Forest Road to
right.
give people some
yeah.
spots.
Right. Pine Forest and 9 Mile, and then just go west towards like Navy Federal Credit Union.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Up there. And just about a quarter of a mile and then on the right. Now, of course, there's a lot of construction. The 9 Mile Road expansion is taking
place.
For
like the past 15 years. So
right.
It's okay.
Right. So you got to navigate the cones a little bit.
Right.
But Northstone Baptist Church is well marked right there, you know, just west of Pine Forest and 9 Mile. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Pastor James Johnson. Thank you for joining us. And,
thank you, Jenna.
Happy
yeah.
Easter to you.
Yes, you as well.
Awesome. We'll be right back, everyone.
She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake.